Ed
Sì.
Good. Because we're a little on the screen. All right, we are now back from our closed session and back into our regularly scheduled meeting. First thing we will do, updates. The community development director didn't have anything new. Public works was the same. Engineering was the same. I'm going to speak for them. Public works and engineering's been working on getting a handrail down on the steps going up to the trail. We'd had a number of people, and I'm going to say elderly because two of them are younger than me, but that said that it would be nice to have a handrail, to go up, kind of going, coming down, keep your balance, or going up, pull yourself along if you needed it. And then some of the more elderly did. And that's really all they had there. Craig gave you his legal. That was the discussion we had back there. And mine, I have a written statement so that I know what I want to say, but, our interim city attorney appointment. I have put a lot of thought into this, and I have talked with three or four other mayors, a couple of them from big cities, a couple small cities like us. But due to the critical nature of the two legal issues currently being handled by Craig Smith, I have decided to retain him as our acting city attorney until we are in a more stable position. Craig has already invested significant time and effort into these matters, and he possesses the necessary background and information to secure a favorable outcome for Colville City. Appointing a new attorney at this stage would require bringing someone else up to speed and an inefficient and costly procedure that could potentially jeopardize our progress. It is in the city's best interest to allow Craig to see these issues through to completion and ensure our position is fully protected. In January, the new mayor and city council will have the opportunity to select the full-time city attorney from a pool of applicants we have on file. This is consistent with the approach many other cities are taking. For example, Park City is using an interim manager who previously served as deputy to their former city manager, and they are postponing the permanent hire until the first of the year. Similarly, Salt Lake City is delaying the appointment of a new city attorney. This approach simply makes sense. The incoming administration should have the opportunity to choose the professionals with whom they will be working closely with over the next few years. So we will postpone hiring a new attorney until after the first year and allow the mayor and city council at that time to make their choice and decision so that some of us who are leaving and really have no skin in the game aren't making decisions for them. That's my mayor's update. So anything from city council?
I don't support that suggestion, Mayor Marsh.
Any other comments?
I support it. I think it's a good idea.
I don't support it because it's not, the city attorney is working for the people of Colville. That's who they're working for. They work for the city and the city council, but the outcomes are for the people that live in Colville. And I do believe that we had some great applicants that could step in, that have background, and that could fill in and do the job now.
So his rate is the highest of those who applied. He's got the highest hourly rate.
And I can tell that there's going to be a lot of hours that are going to need to be put in on the behalf of different things that are going on in Colville.
Well, we already have a working arrangement with Craig.
Yes.
And we could leave, I mean, that, I don't think that would change. You would still be able to use him, Mayor, until the end of your term, and he could maybe follow out the project that we discussed today. But we're really kind of down to those last two applicants, and the problem is if you put them on ice for another 4 months, are they still going to be interested? That's the concern.
Well, trust me, I've had three other people that wanted to apply but missed the deadline. So it's not like there's a shortage. But I honestly think it's really unfair for myself, for John, and for Louise to be making a decision that Sean and you and Brandon will have to live with for the next 4 years or 2 years,
Almost
however long.
50%.
Happy to do that. That happens in councils all the time.
Yeah, I know. But
we had great applicants come in here. They made a pitch. We had the intention. We have an ordinance in place that allows us to choose that position, and delaying it makes no sense.
I made a suggestion and I was turned down. So, I mean, there's one of our biggest ones, and that's part of what Salt Lake City's problem is that the mayor and the council are at odds. And so when they get some change or the same people get back in or whatever they're doing, I haven't even paid attention to see who's rerunning, who's not down there. It just makes sense to leave it till then. And it is my prerogative as the mayor to bring forth a proposal of who I would like for attorney. And I would like the next mayor, the next council. Lynn, you'll be on there. Sean, you'll be on there. Brandon will be there. There's three of the two right there. You guys should get
to. Makes no sense. I want to go on record as not supporting that decision.
Well,
okay, and that's good.
It's really the mayor's decision. You know, it really.
Yes, per your.
Yeah. It is.
Yes.
And so you're just proposing that we leave him in an interim position
until
December.
Until the first of the year.
Have you had a discussion with the other two candidates? Are they willing to sit it out for 4 months?
I have not discussed it with them. I will make personal phone calls telling them what we're doing. Yes.
Because, you know, we may be starting this process completely over. And, you know, that just seems to be, I don't know.
What's your thoughts, John?
I semi-agree with what you're saying with they already have so much time invested. So I do agree with that 100%. And I agree with I won't be here. And so I see that 100%. I am concerned if we have good talent that's available at this time, maybe we want to consider that as they come in as a, even if it was a short term, as a second attorney for other topics coming up. That's just my thought.
I just want to understand the ordinance better too. So you can make a suggestion, but the ordinance says we can accept or deny it, correct?
Correct.
So that goes with your suggestion today as well.
No, this is a suggestion for that we're going to postpone it. It isn't a suggestion for an attorney. If I was suggesting an attorney or a firm, then you could say yay or nay, but I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that we postpone this till after the first of the year and allow the new council and new mayor, whoever it may be. Lynn's running for mayor, could be her. She could be the mayor running the process. So I think it's just fair. I mean, they're not the only two cities. You want me to get you a list of cities that are doing
it
right now?
I mean, I see where you're going with that, and I think your intentions are good. I think you're trying to, I mean, you understand that mayor city attorney relationship is extremely important. And I think you're trying to recognize that.
Right.
I feel like we're at a juncture in our city where we ought to be able to work with any of the competent attorneys, you know, I think.
And we have one right now representing us, as you could see tonight, he knows his way around, but at the same time for me to pull a rabbit out of the hat and say, I'm going to appoint so-and-so on December 8th or 10th or whatever our meeting is, and that in the last minute to get my buddy in there or my friend, that's not right either. And that's what I'm trying to avoid, is that we just allow the process to go through. There's plenty of good ones. We saw them when they came in. I don't think any of them are going to go away. I will personally call and tell them that I am postponing it and holding it off. That rests on me. That doesn't rest on you as a council. But I think that's in the best interest of the city.
It just seems to me like we could have made this decision before. Before we took a whole city council, before we invited everybody up here, before we took all of their time. I mean, nothing has changed that way.
No, it hasn't. But that's why most cities don't follow this procedure. Most cities allow the mayor to do the interviews to help select with the staff that I have around me to make a choice, bring it to you guys, and you guys see whether you approve or whether you disapprove.
I think that's always the procedure. Yeah.
But we have a different procedure and we're a different
city. It's not
city,
different.
And it's okay.
That was
I mean,
it's not different than
our ordinance.
Your ordinance.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't have to match what everybody else and every other city does.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying is it doesn't have. We voted on something and that's what's in place right now.
Right, which is contrary to Open and Public Meetings Act law. We've had to tell people, they ask them if they would please invite themselves to leave the meeting when we have the full. That's why we would eliminate most of that problem. I had three attorneys said, why are you guys doing it this way? It's an ordinance.
That's how it was done when Mayor Johnson was in place. I remember coming to those meetings, you know, when they hired an attorney or the council got to hear the interviews. And I think it worked well. The problem is the decision. So I don't know.
Okay.
This is really your choice. I mean, we don't get to force that. If that's your choice.
That's my choice.
I mean, I guess we can't say no and then force you to make a choice. I don't know. I don't think that's in our code.
No, it doesn't, and it rests on my shoulders. If it's a dumb idea, I'll be the person that made the dumb idea. So, anything from the council?
The North Summit Fire District is holding a fire prevention open house on Tuesday, October 7th, 2025 at 6 to 8:30 p.m. Be really nice to tell everybody, and let's get some people there.
Do you have a flyer that we could put on city website and put out on our Facebook page and I could forward off of there?
No, I actually got this off of AI, believe it or not. That's how I could find it. But
yeah, but it's still good. It's,
there's a big banner on the front of the fire station.
Okay,
I'll take a picture of it and post it up there.
Okay.
And that you will need to find someone else to be on that.
I will.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, I appointed you there and you'll be leaving same as I am. And I think we can make an appointment once we know who's been elected to see who would be willing to take over so they're ready to go at the first of the year.
Yep.
Because it is a busy job. It's a lot of extra work.
4 hours.
And sometimes it's not super rewarding. You've had a pretty decent run compared to the ones
before. The hot ones.
But yeah, you've been in a hot one, but not like the ones that were before you. That one was beyond ugly. So, okay. And we will do that. And I will look for your advice on that as to who you feel might be best because there'll be five. So, all right. Anything else, council?
Yeah. Just on a super positive, non-political note, this is the third time I've brought it up. North Summit News is gaining subscribers. It's tripled in subscribers since January when it launched. North Summit News, which is paid for by North Summit Unite, would like to partner with the city in advertising city-sponsored events. We don't touch political issues. It's all soft news. But for example, I could think, you know, maybe the tree lighting ceremony or those kinds of things, we can help you promote events that you'd like to see published.
Okay, that's a great idea.
So if I could work with someone in the city to do that, with the mayor's permission, I'd like to publicize some of those events in North Summit News.
All right, if you can get the information to Hallie or Rachelle, send them an email and they'll get it on.
Right.
The only North Summit News. I didn't know what it was, so I was looking it up. And it's Ohio,
Oh, yeah, there is a North Summit, Ohio.
How about that?
We'll designate that it's in Utah for you. Okay. Promote only Utah stuff.
No, nothing political.
Okay.
Happy community events.
Perfect. That's, we need more of that in our world right now. Okay. No other council items. Like to review and possibly approve the accounts payable dated September 22nd, 2025. You guys have that on your desk, kind of a short version. I will eliminate a little sticker shock. If you look down on 8892 preferred paving, $456,895.05. We had to reissue this check. So this is just a reissue. They didn't take the payment. The bank returned our payment because we didn't have things in order before we shipped it off. So that's what that is. It's a redo. It's not an additional. Anything else that you have questions, we can try and answer. Let's see what's on there. Huber Technology, the sewer headworks repair. Those of you that went on the sewer plant tour with us and you were looking at the head that was had all the stuff caught in it and that had broken it, they brought in a welder. He welded everything that was all broken up, and that did really good. But then that turned around, broke the stuff that didn't get fixed because that was weak also. So we've just replaced the entire head on there, and that's what Huber Technologies and the sewer headworks repair is doing. Basically, things like I don't know what they call them, disposable napkins, the baby wipes that supposedly can go down there, you know, feminine napkins, things like that, get down in there and get caught and get stuck, and then it causes us some issues, and it's broke our head enough times that it was beyond repair. So I would look for a motion unless you have some other questions or concerns.
I'll make a motion to approve the financials for which date is it?
September 22nd, 2025. Okay, we have a motion.
I second that.
I have a motion by Mrs. Wilby, a second by Mr. Hansen to approve the accounts payable dated September 22nd, 2025. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll go down and Mr. Brady?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Wood?
Yes.
Mr. Powis?
Yes.
Mrs. Willoughby?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously 5-0. Approval of the minutes for September 8th, 2025, a review and possible approval for those. Those should have been out in your electronic packet if you had a chance to look at it and see if there were any things that needed to be changed. Seeing none, I'd look for a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes for September 8th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Wilby, second by Mr. Powis to approve the minutes of September 8th, 2025. Is there any further discussion or comments? Seeing none, Mr. Brady.
Yes.
Mr. Hansen.
I abstain because I missed part of that meeting, so.
Okay, Mrs. Wood.
Yes.
Mr. Powis. Mrs. Willoughby.
Yes.
Motion passes 4 with one abstention due to not being to the full meeting. Okay, I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion second. To adjourn, a second. Motion by Mr. Hansen, second by Mrs. Willoughby. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. We are now adjourned.